The Sunday Skypers. The RPG Actual Play Podcast.
So, are we talking Archie and Rupert?
Yeah.
I'm keen for that. I'm also keen for Swords and Sorcery, because both of those can be lighthearted.
Not when I GM them.
Oh, come on!
We usually bring out lightheartedness to your foul beast from below.
It's true, I suppose. I mean, if that's the way the wind's blowing, I'm sure we can drift something together. But I was just throwing
it out there to more or less perplex you and confound.
Great, you succeeded. I'm now befuddled.
Yay!
I'm just saying, given it all, I'm more in the mood for just something completely light and punchy.
Okay, well, that goes my idea to have Cthulhu and Sati. Okay, scratch that. Rupert does not go insane and
poetically insane, though.
It depends on the road there, I guess. If the road there is light and punchy and full of silliness, I might be persuaded.
I know we're talking light and silly, but I just thought, you know, in my head, that the first line from Dirk setting the scene. Somewhere on a burning airship.
No, that, yeah, light and silly. Okay. Okay, you're searching the remains of the exploded orphanage.
Where sundry demonian incubi have gone mad with feces and all that. Don't feel like you have to bend yourself backwards.
Sati's not terribly dark, so.
True.
We start in the opening scene, two figures driving sled dogs through the mountains of Alaska.
Ooh, exciting already. Okay.
Archie had gotten the lead on another one of the bushwhackers that he's always out to track down. That somehow he had gained title to some gold mining rights in Alaska, and so who else to help him through the wilds of Alaska but Rupert?
Absolutely.
Sounds wonderful. Now, is this an introduction or a chase?
An introduction.
Okay.
Rupert is following the remnants of this trail through the wilderness here. So let's do like a survival roll so that we can see how well you do or whether you get an advantage that you can use or I get something that I can maybe use against you later.
And this is why I brought Rupert along.
You know what? What's the worst that can happen? I think he lost the trail and then has been extrapolating the possible trajectory of his quarry for the last hour. Can I squeeze that self-compel out of you, or should I roll it anyway? I'm suggesting they're quite possibly horribly lost.
If you failed when you finally got there, you'd be low on supplies, or you'd be fatigued or something like that.
We can do it that way, yes. Cool. Okay.
If you want to just take that you're, say, fatigued and tired as an aspect that I can use against you, I'll give you a fate point for that, yeah?
Sure, yes. What's the worst that could happen?
Thanks!
But I don't know whether, yeah, I don't know whether Archie would agree.
It's not that bad. It's nothing a good tune can't cure.
Well, Archie's going to roll, mind you. So I don't want to be lost.
Well, we're not. We're only temporarily lost. It means we're just going to get there slightly worse for wear.
Yeah.
It's like a failure condition in Burning Wheel, right? You fail, you get there, but with a consequence.
Fine. Says, are you sure this is the right way? Are we there yet?
I'm rather sure, yes. March.
Each of you can get a fate point, and I can then tag that against you if I feel like it.
All right. Oh, do we start with five?
Yes.
So six. I hope I don't have stress over from last time.
No. Who knows? This could have happened before last time.
That is true.
Chronologically challenged.
It's how we did it last time, when you were gone.
Ah.
Only with the sword and sorcery types.
Oh, I guess I need to go and listen to that episode then. Okay, so Alaskan mountains. Wow. I guess I should ask, what time of the year? Because I can imagine it ranges from really bad to just bad.
It's just bad. Like a movie, you know. Cinematically bad.
Okay, so cinematically bad means, whenever we do a close-up of Archie, it's hard to see where the frost ends and Archie begins.
And yet none of them are wearing hats or caps.
Because, you want to be able to see their face. So.
In that case, I guess Rupert has frost in his moustache, but is otherwise unflapped.
See, if it was really bad, you'd have snotsicles.
Yes.
That's how you know the difference between the scenes.
So you're treading up this valley and sort of see some smoke rising from where you're assuming this mining camp is, where this, what name did I give him? Bart McGregor.
Sounds like a bastard Scotsman, if there ever was one.
Obviously, since you took the compel, you've maybe went down a false valley or two as you're looking for this.
Sounds wonderful. It's just over the next hill there, Archie.
So how do you want to go about approaching? You figure it's round the bend in the valley.
Well, we got to leave the dogs here. They'll definitely give us away.
True, yes. I guess we break out the skis. Or snowshoes.
Snowshoes. At least with snowshoes, I can actually shoot things.
Yeah, sense of adventure.
Snowshoeing in Alaskan mountains, looking for a gunfight. Yeah, no sense of adventure whatsoever.
You don't want to be firing and going backwards as you're shooting.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
It's better for a quick getaway.
Yeah.
Zigzag down the slope. Anyway.
you assume so much. I will create myself a little bit of an advantage. When we tie down the dogs, I'm going to break out some food to keep them busy so they're not sitting there barking, howling, and complaining and giving away our position.
Okay.
Sounds sensible. And I guess that's the last of our food since, you know.
Of course, maybe I don't know that. I like that.
I guess Rupert does not say anything since that might be bad for morale, so he'll just, you know, hope there's something up in the camp.
I can see him holding up a finger and his mouth was open, but...
All right.
Well, just remember this. A well-fed dog is a tasty dog.
True. Right. I prefer not to kill them until it's absolutely necessary. But all right. So, I guess Rupert unslungs. It's not that big. Takes out his Polar Express and waits for Archie to take the lead. Since, well, he knows these dastards better than Rupert.
Well, true. Using a little bit of shrubbery and the terrain, I think I can sneak up on these guys with no problem. Because it is the Alaskan wilderness, I uncharacteristically do have a rifle with me.
Okay.
Whether I need to throw down a fate point or not for that remains to be seen. But it seems like it'd be practical.
Yeah, Mr. Gun, no. One of your many rifles that you have.
Got a building full of them. Literally, really, I do. It's down in Boston.
So you guys start making your way through the snow and the snow-covered trees.
Yeah, I imagine we're trying to climb up a ridge so we can get some elevation and get the lay of the land and see what this camp looks like. Now, as gold mines go, it doesn't look very promising. Of course, it's all covered under snow and ice. But
well, as you approach, you can see that their mining techniques are more strip mining type. You can see tailings heading down the side of this mountain where they've just been carving away at it.
So they've been literally tearing the mountain apart trying to find gold.
Yeah. If you watch, they have... you know, machines inject steam into the ground to break up the permafrost and then go blasting or pickaxing away at it to get the ore.
Okay, so this isn't like a squatter. This is an actual operation they got going on here.
Though, as you're watching it, there's fewer guys walking around than you would probably expect. There's, you know, various buildings and tents and things of different size around the side of the mountain.
This just doesn't look quite right. I mean, is there like any automation or is it just really a smaller operation and they just happen to have some good techniques?
Doesn't look like it's a real big operation, and right now it seems like it's even maybe a little smaller.
So we caught them in the off-season.
Well, Rupert, out here in the boondocks, as they say, claim jumpers, I think you can just downright shoot. But I don't know if that's really what we want to do here.
Well, it could be simply stroll into camp and pretend we're part of the operation.
Too small for that. They would definitely know that we're strangers.
Well, I don't know. We have that bottle of brandy back in the pack. I'm sure that would go over well.
I'm not sure if I want to make friends with these guys or not. I'd like to just run them out.
Well, since this is your country, I suppose I should do as the Americans do.
Wantonly shoot everyone?
Well, not all the time. I'm sure you're perfectly congenial when you want to be.
True.
But you're shooting them, yes.
Alaska's still part of the Wild West, so most people carry the law on their hip. Just saying. And I think these guys know that they're breaking the law by jumping this claim.
Very well. Should we maybe snoop around then first and see if we can identify this blackguard of yours?
Sounds like an absolutely good idea. I'm going to head around to the left here, see how close I can get along that tree line.
All right. I'll go around and see if I spot something from the other side, I suppose.
What's that monster of a rifle you have? This is like...
Well, it's a revolver that you designed, don't forget.
Oh, that's the other... Okay, a revolver. That's as bad as a rifle.
True.
Okay, well, in that case, you can't provide long-range cover with that monster, but you sure can intimidate the hell out of someone up close. Sounds like a plan. Archie's relatively sneaky, I hope. Wait a minute here.
In theory.
Nobody's actively looking for you. As long as you get at least plus one, nobody will notice you.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we do this real well. We got a total of four.
Oh, great. And I get... Do I have stealthy? I'm not sure I do. You? Yes, I do. So that's good. Plus three.
You guys have no problem hiding amongst the trees and rocks.
I feel like we're the bushwhackers.
I guess Rupert doesn't know who he's looking for, but Archie, you haven't been able to spot McGregor.
Maybe he's described him to me? Like he's a... or is it just he's a weaselly bastard and I'm going to shoot him? Is that the extent of...
You can describe him, Archie.
Brash, loud, braggart, likes to wear a kilt in the middle of the Alaskan winter. You can't miss him.
All right.
I think if he just wore pants, he'd be a more accommodating fellow.
Is he played by Brian Blessed?
I can work with that.
Excellent. Okay, now we got what we have yet. All right. Well, you don't see any kilt wearing Brian Blessed.
All right. Well, then I suppose it's time to move into the camp and start peering through windows and tent flaps.
All right. So Rupert starts moving into the camp.
Well, I think I actually will cover for him. Since I do have a rifle, if things go bad, I can do more damage from a distance. You know, really would be nice if we had invented radios or something.
Isn't there like a primitive walkie-talkie at this time? Or is that a World War II thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got huge Marconi rigs unless some mad science is...
Yeah, I mean, obviously you could invent and build something like that, but
not in the middle of the Alaskan wilderness.
Well, you do have that. You do have that universal gadget thing happen.
It's more of a mechanical thing than an electrical thing.
All right,
at least the way I imagine it. Sure. It's like
it's an extension of the frame, right?
You get two improvements, I suppose. If you used them both to get a miniaturized thing, you could probably have some walkie-talkies.
Ah, I think we'll be best off without it. We'll just use hand signals. Those are silent.
Otherwise, I can see the scene now. You know, Rupert's sneaking into camp, and then there's a burst of static.
Greyhound to trap one. Greyhound to trap one.
All right. So we both have stealth. We know how to actually stealthy. Yeah.
Okay, go sneak into the camp. I guess how much peering and poking are you going to do?
Well, he's going to keep at it until he spots the kilt-wearing Brian Blessed thereafter, I'd say.
All right, so you make your way through camp and you haven't managed
But is it like morning or afternoon or night?
I'll say it's afternoon because you guys spent a while going down some wrong turns.
All right, cool.
You make a pass through the camp and you haven't seen anybody who's wearing a kilt.
Well, I'll be damned. I guess I'll signal up to Archie with a little hand mirror or something and like just shake my head and shrug my shoulders.
Well, hell's bells. Archie will sling his rifle, make sure his pistols are within reach, just saunters on down into the camp then. First miner that he sees, he goes, "Hey, you!"
Howdy!
Walking unstealthy, basically, in a way, giving Rupert more stealth by being a distraction.
Oh, all right.
We'll deal with that if he wants to use it, I guess.
Sure.
The miners there see you and are a bit wary, and one of them will come up to you. You may see some others scrambling around, and one grabs a rifle.
Fine. He's target number one. So, like, what in the hell are you doing on my claim?
Try your deceit there.
What do you mean deceit? I thought it was my claim. Well, see, that's a plus one, and I don't think deceit is in Archie's name. It's more bravado and intimidation than deceit.
So then,
please tell me that those icy white dice are the NPC. Those icy white dice are the NPC.
Yeah. What? Are you sure?
I'm as sure as I'm Archimedes Lewis. Why don't you just
come in and I got some math. We can talk this over. And he starts motioning towards one of the cabins.
Oh, why not? I'm an idiot.
And
it's going to get me where I want to go.
Rupert, give me an alertness.
Okay. Ah, I'll go with that.
You are such a pal. Okay, so natural minus four, huh?
That's too good to pass over.
Okay, so you, Rupert, walking behind one of the tents when this is going on, and
that's minus two.
He comes out the other side there. Oh, wow, where'd Archie go?
Blast.
Well, at least it wasn't one of those deals. You feel something like a rifle barrel in your ear.
That would have been fun, too, but yeah.
No, but Archie, you enter the cabin, and this guy goes and starts fumbling around in this desk, and then you feel a rifle barrel in your back.
Ooh.
Well, that's not a surprise. I'll just kind of roll my eyes. It's like, it's only one of me. You don't need to do that. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Show me your damn map.
No, you're not going anywhere anytime soon. And goes over to take your guns from you.
Oh, no. That was a bad move on his part.
They definitely have the aspect of got the drop on you if you're going to do something. So.
Sure.
Now, just to clarify the scene, are we talking the single dude who brought him into the cabin, or is there someone else as well?
The guy who came in right behind him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a man of action. I think I'm going to whirl around, knock the barrel away from him, and just generally show how impressive of a guy I am.
OK, Come on, minuses.
What I would really like to do is just whirl around, knock the barrel out of the side, pull out a pistol, and stick it in his nose.
Well, depends on how well you do.
Okay. Not even sure what skill that is. It sounds like somewhere between gunslinging and intimidating.
You're whirling around trying to knock the gun out of his hand. That sounds like a fist disarm.
It would be. But we'll give that a shot.
He's got a +2 right now.
Well, I rolled a -2, so we're going to re-roll that. We'll throw down a fate point.
Well, actually, he's got a +4 because he's got the aspect that he's got the drop on you.
Yeah. Fortunately for me, the Lewis personal equipment frame is an excellent device for blocking barrels and generally striking much harder than people would anticipate. So we're going to tap that. We're going to do a reroll because, yeah, -2 is not going to get me anywhere.
Yeah, that's not an aspect, though, right?
Well, it's a stunt.
It doesn't give you a reroll. I could maybe give you a +1 for that.
Fine. Well, okay, you can give me a +1 for that. Then let's see, what will we use for a reroll? How about, having met a gun I didn't like, I know exactly the limitations and the weaknesses of trying to use a rifle in close quarters.
That'll work.
Yay, because I need my reroll. There we go. That's much better. With fists and +1 for the frame, that brings me up to a 4. Is there anything I can do to take it to the next level?
Don't forget, well, Dirk, that he's fatigued.
Oh. Thank you. Yeah.
Is that something I can decline of 8.4? How does it? Oh, no, it already took that, didn't I? Crap.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess you need a +6 to do this now.
It's a free tag, right?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Drama, Todd.
It's drama at my expense, though.
But from now on, you'll get fate points when they use it against you.
Fine. We wrestle with the gun, and unfortunately, that leaves the guy behind me free to do whatever he wants.
Okay, so yeah, you whirl around to knock the gun from his hand, but you knock it away just momentarily as he's able to swing it back down and blast at you.
Oh, he actually shot me.
So now it's Todd's time to say he shot me.
And so as you're outside wondering where he went, you hear a gunshot.
Oh, where exactly am I? Am I near any kind of cabin or tent? Or
I assume you're kind of hiding behind a cabin or a wood pile or something.
All right. Well, should I roll anything, or do I get a sense of where this discharge was from?
What's your base alertness there? That's
probably, 2.
That's probably good enough to get a good idea of where it came from.
When in doubt, I guess he'll sort of dash at the cabin, and if it's, the wrong side, then he'll go through a back door or through a window.
I like the window approach.
Yeah.
All right, Archie, he's got a +2 to shoot you, so dodge that. Use your athletics.
Sure. What's the worst that can happen? Well, I guess the worst that can happen is the phone rings. We're at a +3 so far.
All right, then, Rupert, you were
dashing across the snowy camp for whatever aperture affords him entry into the cabin.
Well, you want to make a declaration on how these cabins are built?
Well, let's say it's a nice, shapely window. I'd say it wouldn't make much sense to build a cabin to ward off the cold with several doors. Just one of a few windows. He's just going to leap through it and hope the glass shatters favorably.
Can we use survival or...
To leap
to
or...
Make the declaration on where the window would be and... if you...
Oh, cool. Okay.
See, this can give you an advantage. This fair +2, or is that... Some...
All right. Or he already has a survival of good, so that's a decent chance then. Unless I roll an awful lot of minuses, which I find is funny. So, I guess... there is a window there, but it would be funny if he just flies through it and gets tangled up in the curtain or something. And then just rolls into a bundle on the floor inside in a mess of glass.
All right. Then that is what happens.
Your definition of funny needs some work.
Rupert is leaping to your aid, but currently fighting a blanket that had been tacked up over your window.
The devil!
The guy who's behind you kind of hit Archie in the back of the head with, what's a convenient frying pan. That sounds amusing.
We're down to skillet.
Call that a plus one.
Okay, and before I stepped out, I had rolled a plus three on the athletics dodge thing.
Yeah, that had been enough. Trying to use a rifle in close quarters, you were able to dodge him.
Okay, so I have to roll again for the frying pan?
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
That's my aspect.
I squeak out a plus three. I haven't met a frying pan that could take me out yet.
Back to Archie.
Well, why not? I think I will draw my pistols, and I will shoot the frying pan out of the hand of the one guy and the rifle out of the hands of the other guy.
I see a horrible ricochet happening.
Whose team are you on? I'm sitting there trying to be heroic and not murder people, kind of, sort of, and... And you have bullets bouncing around like angry wasps.
Well, you know, it makes the scene more alive.
I'm the hero of this here pulp story. If I do a two-handed draw and shoot weapons out of two people's hands at the same time, that's exciting.
All right, you got a plus four.
Well, let's see now. I think I might be able to do this and just totally impress upon these people that I'm dangerous. Okay, see, that breaks even on the die roll. That gives me a plus four for guns, and I definitely want to throw in, let's see, what would be most appropriate here? Well, I haven't met a gun that I didn't like, or my toys are clip-fed, so either one of those would be appropriate.
That'd get you, what, six?
Six, yeah. And the goal is, you know, just to shoot, you know, not to hurt them, but to disarm them.
That'll be good enough, then. You can describe your fancy shooting here.
Well, it's very simple. It's like I do a cross draw and literally shoot both of them at the same time, knocking their implements of attack out of their hands. And Archie being Archie says, I'm really, really a dangerous guy. I think we need to stop and talk before I put bullets in your skulls.
They'll both hold their hands up. And Rupert succeeded in his fight against the blanket.
I see you have the situation rather well in hand. Excuse the mess.
Gentlemen, please have a seat. Maybe I should try this again. I am Archimedes Lewis. My family has acquired the mining rights to this property, and I need to understand why are you people here on my land.
There's a momentary like, what? When did he get that mining rights stuff playing on Rupert's face? But then it's,
I don't know who owns this land.
Obviously, you do now.
We're just paid to work here.
Who are you working for?
McGregor.
Where can I find this McGregor fellow?
Well, one of the boys said that he found something strange scouting around near the glacier. McGregor and some of the others went up to see what he found.
Sounds exciting.
Sounds like we need to have a heart-to-heart with McGregor.
Yeah, right, that too.
Do you think you boys can restrain yourself from attacking me if I go up to there and talk to your boss?
Dude.
I still have my gun in my hand.
Do as you wish. We'll sit right here.
Well, since I need someone to show me the way, do I got any volunteers?
They put their hands down.
Well, you appear to be in charge of the site here. Is there anyone else on your crew that knows the best way to get to this glacier?
I think Tommy knows the way.
Great. Why don't you head over to that door and give Tommy a holler and have him come in here, and we'll see what we can do about setting ourselves up.
All right, so yeah, he goes and gives a call. And
Archie will make himself comfortable, grab a chair, rest a little bit, sit there and sing a patriotic tune, waving the guns.
After a minute or so, another guy comes in. Guy points to him, Tommy, I think he knows the way.
Howdy, Tommy. He says, you can call me Mr. Lewis. You know the path up to the glacier? I'm assuming there's only one.
Yes, sir.
Well, you have just been nominated as our native guide.
All right.
Get your stuff together.
All right. Might as well cut to you guys. Sure. You're on the path up to the glacier.
Oh.
I'm waiting for this guy to lead us up the wrong glacier. But Rupert, I thought you knew where the glaciers were.
I didn't know all the glaciers. All right, so the path up, I guess it's windy and delightful.
Feels wonderful, the wonderful Arctic breeze that Rupert loved so much.
I guess he's humming the man who woke the dead in icy Greenland to himself.
Yes, you're still supposed to sing that, right?
Oh, right. yeah, right. I'll do that soon.
Well, I'm not really good at interrogation, but I'll try to strike up some conversation with Tommy here. So, how long have you boys been on this land?
Most of this season.
Oh, it looks like you've done a pretty good amount of damage. You find anything interesting?
I think we'll all come back with a fair bit of change.
Ah, I'm sure your good fortune will be mine.
Right, because you're still playing the owner. Well, you know what? Why not? Rupert is going to, like, cut in between Archie's interrogation and just, you know, strike up a friendly conversation. Like, so where are you from, Tommy? And so on and so forth. Just attempt to not be such a terrible person that he might feel like, you know, leading us down a crevasse and then sort of disappearing in the dark.
Okay. Let's do rapport, I guess, then.
Sure. Ooh. That is rather good. My report.
I should warn you, Rupert can talk the ear off a grizzly bear.
That's the whatever is above superb plus six.
Okay, and that's when I graduated sixth grade.
Valedictorian too. Well, I'm rather impressed. I'm from an academic family myself, you know.
So I think I got a picture of my sister here. Why, you silver-tongued devil, see?
Yes. Well, I'm sure we can rustle up some sort of recompense for this. I'm sure McGregor wasn't very forthcoming in the proper my mineral rights stuff, right? I'm sure he was simply after some cheap labor and all that.
I never saw no deeds.
Well, that's rather what I'm saying, isn't it?
So as you're making your way, he kind of points, that must be them camped up there.
Splendid. So, well, Archie, you're the pistolier.
Well, let's see. What's the best way to approach this? I guess a little bit of bravado never hurts. We'll just simply walk up, because after all, McGregor is not going to expect anybody but his people. So I don't think he will be alarmed until we're close enough to we can get into talking range there.
Okay. I can see the air quotes on talking range.
Well, isn't this my not... sorry, Rupert, I might have to ruin your rapport here a little bit.
That's fine. yeah, so I guess we bring Tommy with us.
I'm willing to bet they haven't even put up a guard or anything like that. Like, what would they have to fear on a cold Alaskan glacier?
Bears? Mummies? I shouldn't give the GM ideas, I suppose.
Oh, no. Like, you haven't done that at all this session.
So you guys just go stumbling on in.
Stumbling is such a strong word. We're strolling in, bold and
yes.
Armed with Tommy.
Well, hopefully everyone's asleep. Not that I plan to murder them in their sleep.
You'll wake them first.
Yes.
Good morning. Good night.
Okay, so you come walking in, and a couple guys are sitting near the fire, saying, Tommy, who are these guys?
I'll interrupt Tommy. Says, I'm Archimedes Lewis, and I'm looking for your boss.
McGregor, some stranger here.
Ooh.
So if you stand around there, then from one of the tents emerges Brian Blessed in a kilt. With a rifle.
Oh, that's so much better. McGregor!
Lewis.
I've got a message from Geronimo Smith. Does he even recognize the name? Oh, he should. Geronimo was a famous gunslinger.
I got one word for you, Lewis. Die.
And we trade fire. Yay! Yeah, so, I think he knows why I'm here.
All right, so going to start blasting at him.
Yes, 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 I am. Right. And everyone else is probably going, what in the hell is going on?
So roll your shooting there.
Oh, noes. I broke even, so I only have a 4 at the moment.
Still great.
You get his first stress box with that.
Fair enough. It's stressful when someone shoots at you, especially when it's Archimedes Lewis. I let everyone else freak out. He's like, whoa, hi there, how's it going? Bam, bam.
If you weren't like taking care of business right away, I don't know if anyone would have had time to react even.
Right. Rupert?
Yes.
What is your action as he starts blasting away?
Oh, I guess I'll pull Tommy with me down into whatever cover or less bullet-heavy spot I can find.
All right.
Poor Sod shouldn't be riddled with bullets.
Great, now you took my cover.
Jump behind a boulder.
We'll have to work on this empathy thing. A boulder, okay. Yes, sounds wonderful.
McGregor's firing back at Archie with +3.
Okay, so just make more guns rolls?
No, it'd be athletics to dodge.
Okay, we have that technology. Wow, yeah, we definitely need to invoke hide in plain sight, basically dodge and get out of dodge, because I've got a total of +2. So, well, you know what? No, we'll take that back. That's one stress box, right?
Yes.
We're trading scratches at this point.
Cool.
About this time, another guy comes running out of the tent that McGregor was in and goes, McGregor, it's moving!
Well, that is disturbingly vague, but hopefully that means he's distracted. Well, if that is a... I will gladly use that as a distraction if that's what it does. Of course, McGregor may not care. He's just like, well, someone's shooting at me. I have priorities.
Yeah. He does seem rather fixed on you.
Oh, fair. Fair enough. We can go with that. I'm going to return that fixation in .45 calibers.
All right.
Yeah, that's a -4. We're going to re-roll those dice. This is why I always have extra guns. I believe my fate points are 3, by the way.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you know, they're there to be burnt. Oh, my goodness. You have got to be kidding me. Okay, so that's a total of 2. Yeah. This is turning out to be a longer gunfight than I anticipated.
2 won't inflict any stress on him. I think Rupert probably would be next.
Don't sit there and home me. It's shooting.
I guess Rupert will grab hold of Tommy's lapels and say, what does he mean by it's moving? What's that?
I don't know.
I guess that's all we have time for before the bullets start flying again.
McGregor just comes charging at Archie, attempts to bowl him over with his...
Roar! Like Blessed would say.
Yes.
The more eloquent.
As he comes stumbling down the slope at you with the...
Great! Did I mention that we're on an icy glacier?
Yeah. Slipping slime. So if you can beat a 0, he won't.
I got a +1 athletics. It's not a agile and planned move. It's more like I go to duck and I slip myself. I think this deserves a kick in the ass, and we'll just send him off the glacier.
Well, what happens next, though, is the tent that he had been in explodes, sort of thrown up in a way as this giant 8-foot-tall metallic-looking creature is now standing where the tent was.
Oh.
Wow, you just don't see that every day. So is it like a man made out of metal, or is it a machine, or...
It's a humanoid-shaped thing, looks metallic. It's got two things strapped to one arm. It has clamps for hands.
Okay.
Definitely machine-like, Ed.
Red glowing eyes.
Of course, red. Huh. Well, you don't see that every day.
You can hear some noise like it's talking, but no words that make any sense to you.
Ah, McGregor, what have you been up to? I'm kind of sort of impressed. I like machines.
It aims its arm at one of the guys who's running away from the tent, and there's this burst of sound, and the guy screams in agony and drops.
Oh, okay, that changes things a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, I'm kind of torn between which is the more dangerous thing. Am I in a position where I can give McGregor a kick in the ass and send him off the edge of the glacier?
You can try to do that, sure.
I think that will get him out of the picture, even if it isn't particularly fatal. At least we'll give it a shot. Let's see now.
Are you wanting to do this as a maneuver or to inflict stress on him?
I guess it would be a maneuver. Would that be athletics, like putting him into a situation where he has to be athletic to resist scrambling and falling? Because I'm not really throwing an aspect on him. I'm trying to, well
sort of what you'd be doing, yeah, you'd be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, sure. 4 points. We're putting the aspect of slippery slope on him.
Oh, he's got a +5 to resist that.
Okay, fine. So maybe...
He found a couple rocks that he could stand in.
Well, I'm kind of like between a rock and a hard place here now, aren't I? Rupert!
All right, Rupert.
Yes, what? Don't you see the metal man?
Well, shoot it!
Well, all right. I guess he'll stand up and do one of those, like, very proper shooting poses that you only get from people who were educated in the Empire. And fire at the center of it, I guess.
All right.
All right. That's a +1 on the dice. That's a good success.
+3 will be enough that you'll at least get through its armored metal hide.
Ooh. Ka-klong.
Flicked a dress on it.
But instead of a solid man stopping hit, it's more like, bang!
Yes, that would have been more effective on a polar bear, but it didn't seem to be as effective on this thing.
Bugger!
As it stomps forward through the camp and will raise its disruptor to the thing that fired at it and damaged it. So, Rupert.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on, you've got some cover.
True.
+2.
+2. Okay. And I guess that's athletics. And my athletics is good. So that should hopefully suffice. Oh, that is whatever is above superb.
No problem dodging behind the boulder. Bits of it fly into the air.
Oh, my God. Tommy, run. Run for your life, boy.
Oh, you've just so murdered him. Well, maybe not. Yeah, you drew fire, yeah. So.
Tommy goes running away.
Yeah, well, he's got a story to tell if he can make it out of this.
And McGregor will try to shove Archie in the back towards it. He's going to try to...
Here, shoot this guy!
Yeah, trying to put a convenient target aspect on you.
Oh, great. I have a total of 1 on athletics.
Well, he's going to beat that with the +2.
Egg. Sure. We got to keep some of our fate points in reserve here.
Then it is your turn, Archie.
You know what? One turn, good turn deserves another. I turn around, I grab McGregor, and we trade places. And I try to put the aspect on him. He's also a target.
All right.
He's a bigger, better target.
And I got a 5, because he probably wasn't expecting that.
So as you're both struggling to make each other a good target. All right, then we're back to Rupert.
Okay, well, I think...
You got 2 good targets out there.
I'm afraid of that. I actually think I want to make a survival declaration that what with all the gunfire and so forth, I can see that the glacier itself is sort of very unstable. And the right shot in the right place might actually cause a slight avalanche that might maybe bury this thing and us.
You are so optimistic.
Well, I'm just offering opportunities. Yes, so that's what I want to do with survival, I guess.
We'll say the declaration, at least be a good to make the declaration.
Okay.
And if you get better than that, then it'll make the shot easier to cause it.
Okay. Well, there's that plus six again.
You just don't roll average today, do you?
No. It's like night and day.
Then we'll save and probably take a good shot to cause the avalanche.
All right,
that'll
cool.
That'd have to be next turn.
Yes.
I'm seeing how that would play out in the scenes. It says, my goodness, if that rock is shot, it's the only thing keeping that avalanche from falling.
Yep.
All right, dun, so, dun, dun. Let's see. The big lurching guy decides that Archie is the best target or threat.
Hey, I didn't shoot at him.
Yeah,
I didn't
shoot at you very well either. Minus two. Oh, I'm going to throw a fate point to reroll that because I give him a chance of shooting somebody here. Okay. Oh, plus three.
Plus three, okay. Survey says, wow. Okay, I am at a plus two, and I already have my one stress box filled, so I really don't want to take that hit. Yeah, we're going to pull out the stunt, Lewis personal equipment frame. I hastily throw up an arm to block this death ray, because, hey, everything's a death ray, right?
Blocking,
nope.
Blocking fists or swords is one thing. Blocking death rays.
Okay, fine. Let's see. Well, I've got hide in plain sight and master of shadows. I could always try to.
Those are stunts, though not.
Yeah, I know. Not really wanting to take this hit.
Is there some way, you know, you could work the frame into it in a different way that, you know, whatever hits you screws up the frame a little so you, I don't know, spasm a bit?
Great. I'm still trying to figure out whose side you're on.
It's Satsy on Ice.
You can take a minor consequence instead of a stress.
Okay, yeah, let's go with a minor consequence then. The thing hits the frame just like I said it was going to, and the frame freezes on my left arm.
Okay.
So it's like, crap.
Frame lock.
I like it. This is brilliant. Especially with what I'm going to say next, but yeah.
See, it went, McGregor is going to go, but I freed you from the ice! Obey me! And it doesn't appear to
understand English.
Affect it still seems to be just stomping mindlessly towards you.
Great.
So back to Archie.
Well, I know he's going to betray me, but I will trust McGregor enough not to attack me while I turn and shoot at the mechanical menace.
All right.
I know this is going to go wrong, but what the hell? You got to choose the one with the death ray versus the other one that's wearing a kilt. It's a plus one on the roll, so it's a five total, even though one of the pluses kind of disappeared.
You did plus five, you said?
Yes. I am dangerous with the guns.
You can tell you've pierced its thick metallic hide. Some sparks shoot out.
Ha! That's what you get for breaking my stuff.
And Rupert.
All right. Well, Rupert's going to stand up from behind the partly shattered rock and aim his pistol straight up at the precariously positioned avalanche rocks, and he's going to cry out to Archie, do hold on to something, and then he's going to fire and attempt to cause this wonderful avalanche and bury everyone. See, hopefully not.
I've got a paralyzed left arm, and my hands are full of pistols.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, you have to hit that rock, so yes. Good luck on that.
Let's see. Guns is to fair, which takes that to average. So I guess I'm going to start spending some fate points. Like,
about time.
What's the worst that could happen? And, the Polar Express, since that's what he's using. So I'm down to four fate points.
Whatever shifts you get above good is how difficult it's going to be for anybody to not get buried.
Oh, okay. So presently it's two, then.
You want to bury them, you may have to bury yourself.
Well, I don't see any other effective aspect I could work into it without being silly. Well, okay, I guess I could, you know, finagle in under the wire as a sort of sneaky, didn't expect this.
No one expects the avalanche.
If that's okay.
All right.
Then that takes it up to 7, all told.
So it takes it
okay.
up plus 4 to avoid being avalanched.
And I have 3 fate points left.
Yeah, okay.
All right, then. Athletics all round.
It's no worse than a usual round of you know, Oxford athletics track stuff.
Sure, yeah. Wow. That's a minus 2. I need to have an aspect. I can avoid Rupert's plans. Jeez Louise, this is a revolting development. Okay. It's just, I'm more sneaky shooty than, avalanche. Well, okay, I'm going to tag the wide open exposed aspect on McGregor, and I'll hide behind his happy carcass. Let's see, what else can I do on top of that? Then we have athletics. That's 4. That brings us to a plus 2. I need 2 more. So if I throw away my guns to put an aspect on myself, get a grip, would that actually give me a enough of a bonus to avoid this avalanche? Basically, throw away or let go of my pistols and grab McGregor and basically shield myself with him. After all, I'm sure he can take the brunt of this. He's a big boy. Avalanche to the kill. What could go wrong?
I mean, that's sort of a reverse use of one of your gun aspects. Is
yeah, basically,
you never met a gun you didn't like, but yet you're throwing these away.
Yes, so it's kind of like a self-compelled.
All right,
because I don't want to be avalanched. That brings me up to a plus 4 then.
Because
I totally imagine these guns going swoof, right off the edge of the glacier.
So where are you at fate point wise?
I am at it 3 fate points.
But if you're
before spending, right?
Before spending.
Yeah.
So, athletics. I'm assuming I can free tag on McGregor, so that'll bring me down to a 2.
Okay. Well, then, it'll actually cost you another fate point, because I'm going to say that the frame lock, you know, that's hindering your ability.
Damn it.
So
fine.
You won't have to buy that off.
Okay, we will.
All right.
Now, did I actually buy it off, or did I just nullify it for this action?
You nullified it. I was going to compel it to cause you to get avalanched, and now you bought that off.
Okay, and I'm resisting the compel. I see, evil person, you. So I'm down to 1 fate point. All I need.
Down to 1 fate point as the rocks and snow flow over the camp, catching McGregor. You're just able to use him as a shield and take a shelter behind a boulder, and Rupert, what he had, you had.
I haven't rolled yet. So 4 violet dice, and I get a minus 1 on that. Let's see.
But you got a friendly boulder, and I'm sure Tommy is there to help you. Oh no!
No, I said Tommy is running.
Oh dear! So see, actually, I can play this game too.
Yes, it's actually. It's a little cruel. At least, I'll take solace in the fact that Tommy probably made it out alive. Let's see. So I'm at a plus 2 presently. I'll just go and spend a fate point to invoke uncanny pupil, since I've read all the survival books, and I'll do evade avalanches, of course.
Well, and you kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah. That puts me up to 4. Is that enough to evade it? Since it is 4.
That'd be just enough, yeah.
Okay.
Or I'm trying to use the new Fate Core rules. I guess that would be enough to avoid it at a minor cost.
Okay, so what does that mean, a minor cost?
You just avoid it, and you're kind of slowly unburying yourself from a thin layer of snow for a minute or 2 here.
Sure, that works. That works excellently.
So the question is, was this actually worth it?
All right, so then,
Mr. Metal Man,
you guys are unburying yourselves from the snow. Looks like McGregor was caught in the avalanche, and this Metal Man
completely buried.
Well, as you're getting up and surveying, then you notice some of the snow starting to move a bit.
Uh-oh. Well, it starts lighting up with a red...
Yes. You see a red glow underneath the snow. You hear the sound of its strange weaponry.
I hope it can't see through the snow. That would be mean. You all right, Archie?
Yeah. It's alive. It's still moving.
Well, yes, but, you know, it's not up yet.
Sure. I look at the tons of ice and snow around me and shed a silent tear for my pistols. And I move forward to where this mechanical terror is. And when it breaks free, I am literally going to punch its lights out.
Oh, you're one of them hands-on engineers.
Well, yes, it just so happens I'm an architect of death, and I have a custom toolkit that I might be able to disassemble this bad boy and keep it from digging itself out.
Uh-huh.
At least that's the plan.
Okay. Well, then there's a burst of snow, and the upper half of it is uncovered.
Oh, great. Well, this thing's got to have a weak point somewhere.
So we can act.
How would you... call it for combat disassembly?
I guess it would be just evading it and then engineering attacks.
Describe what you're doing.
Using my superb engineering skills, I am going to, now that I'm close enough and to this thing, discover its weak point.
You can either use that to have some sort of declaration that you can tag as advantage.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. We'll throw down with the old engineering roll.
It'd probably take at least a great engineering roll. Plus four.
Okay, well, I've got, what's after superb? Spiffy? I got it really swell, so that's like a total of plus seven.
Tell us what weakness you've spotted.
Rupert, shoot its lights out. They're not armored.
Quick thinking, man.
Unarmored eyes.
All right, so it's my turn?
Yeah.
All right, then I guess I'll make use of the unarmored eyes. Is that a free tag?
Yeah.
And fire straight at them. That is pretty decent. I have a gun set plus two, and then plus two with the dice, that's four, and then plus six, I guess, with unarmored eyes.
So it'll take a consequence blinded.
Ooh.
See? That's science.
Now it's blind mad.
It has a consequence blinded and snowbound. What was your engineering role?
It was a total of plus seven.
I said it was a great, so you got a plus three, so actually you get another free tag on the unarmored eyes if you want. I'm trying to adopt kind of fate core so I get used to it.
All right.
Fair enough. The only problem with fate core, as far as I'm concerned, there's so much stuff. I just haven't read it all.
Yeah, I just recently got around to, like, reading through the core book, actually. All right, so it... will fire back in the direction
blindly?
Of Rupert. All right, it would have a plus five.
Oh, that is a... Yeah, now I'm glad I have some fate points left.
Lucky shot.
Well, I am kind of hoping to be forced to sort of throw myself off the side of the glacier or something.
Why?
Because it's dramatic, you know. Okay, so that's minus one, and that puts me at plus two, and you said it was superb. Plus five?
Yes.
Well, here's where you put the consequence, knocked off your feet.
Well, you do have free tag.
I do. It is blinded and snowbound, so it's probably a little slow on the aiming. So I'll tag those, and that should put me at plus six.
All right.
I guess he sort of reads the sort of jerky calibrations of where is he shooting from? An arm?
Yeah.
An arm, okay. And, sort of the searching head spinning around with I guess it's sort of flashing and sparking now that they're broken. So, he just spots that and it throws himself flat into the snow, making a great mustachioed impression.
All right, Archie.
this thing can't see me, and hey, that's an opportunity to possibly get into its guts. We're going to try to sabotage this thing. We've got the tools and the technology. It's just a machine, right? What's worse I can do? Set up feedback that causes it to blow into 1,000 pieces? So yeah, I'm attacking it with engineering, if that makes sense. Sabotaging it.
All right.
If that's possible. Okay, wow. We're going to spend our – yeah, -3 is terrible, so we're going to spend our last fate point to re-roll that because it's science. I know this stuff.
Yes.
Come on.
But is it alien science or Atlantean science? What kind of science is it?
It doesn't matter. It's science. it follows the laws of physics just like anything else. Roll to 0, plus 5 for engineering, plus 1 for – if I can pull out the stunt, custom toolkit, and if I can pull out the second stunt, architect of death. I know how weapons work, and I know how to make them and break them. So I can make that a plus 7.
I don't know what those stunts do, so what was just your base?
Well, my base is 5. The universal toolkit, of course, is 4 things like, well, disassembling mad robots. And architect of death is designing weapons since grade school at his grandfather's side. So I know all about weapons, their strengths and weaknesses.
You may be scary with a pistol, but you don't want to see him with a wrench.
Then let's let's use your suggestion. You have triggered the self-destruct mechanism.
Okay. All was a matter was crossing these lines to the power feed, and it sets up that ominous hum, and its eyes would be flashing if it was still had eyes.
Yeah, you get the building whine.
Rupert, you might want to run.
Jack.
So let's see how big the explosion's going to be.
This could really hurt.
Yeah. Just a simple plus 4 athletics will let you get away.
Oh, that's... goes for the old school tie. It does, in fact, go with the old school tie. Rather nicely, in fact.
Well, you know what? It really sucks to be fatigued and frame locked and all that. So the best I can get is a plus 2. So I don't quite clear the blast radius, which means I beat Rupert down the side of the mountain.
Yeah, so
you do what? I'm sorry.
I beat you down the side of the glacier.
Plus 2, so okay, you'd get some shrapnel there for your 2 stress box. But otherwise, you make it far enough to survive.
Smoking dip,
well,
standing everywhere.
I guess I should ask, since we haven't seen hide nor hair of McGregor lately, is he well done, buried, and cooked?
The last you saw of him, yeah, you were using him as leverage to get away from the avalanche, so you assume he's buried.
Yeah, I hate loose ends, but I'm not in a condition to go digging through the snow right now. Battered and bruised. That's Archie, yeah. We'll limp over the Rupert. Well, that was exciting. Flump.
And a puff of snow. Oh, dear. Well, Archie, old boy, I guess I'll start on the fire.
That's really all I had for this.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Half an idea, really.
I know. It's totally...
When you look at it from the perspective of the pulp dime novels, it was damn near perfect. Because it's like, you find advanced alien technology and blow it up. That was actually pretty fun. Yay.
Thank you for that bit of silliness.
Well, see, we got our fiasco.
I hope that was appropriate to the tone you wanted.
Just fine.
Yay! And, you know, you're sitting around the fire, rubbing the hands. You know, no one's going to believe us.
Oh, that's when Rupert, turns to with a smile and goes, "Of course not, old boy. We're the Century Club." Awesome.
You know, if we were going to go further than this, I could see Archie going, "You know, if we just go dig back in there, maybe we can find some pieces and..." Alien disruptor cannon. It would be so cool. It would be the bee's knees.
Yes.
I could compel Archie to go back dig through the snow because he's never met a gun he didn't like.
Ooh. And then loved and lost to evil as Baroness Skull comes by and steals it. I'm just horrible to you today.
You cannot see the stunned look on my face when you did that. Hey, I'll take that.
The next part of the strange man in the ice is written.
Yeah. I could totally see that happening. Well, thankfully.
Yeah. No, this was great. Thank you.
Yep, definitely put a smile on my face.
I was in trouble with the one shot, trying to get just the right amount of stuff to get a conclusion, but no.
Well, yeah. Well, sometimes, I mean, if you come up with more than this, sometimes the players will be so chatty that you know, we would have gotten to the cabin, and then it would have been time. Catch you guys next week, then. And thanks again for the game. Wonderful.
Yes, thank you. Take care. Well, that's the one I have on file, but like I said, I have no idea what time frame that particular build is from, but it'll do for today.
Yeah, it's a little old because it's still got intimidation.
Man.
Is that where you pretend you're Samuel L. Jackson?
Okay, fine. That's what I get for working a notepad. Intimidation. Okay. There. Now it's the latest and greatest and grammatically better. I'm feeling more intimidating already.
Send all complaints and other feedback at sunnyskypers@zoho.com or come by the forums. SunnySkypers.freeforums.org, or yell at us at whatever forum you may come across us on.